Yo, what's happening, everybody? This is Jerome checking in for the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. One of the most realest shows that you're ever gonna tune into is raw, unscripted, unedited about the black community. And just last night, I talked about the perception of black power that our community has, right? And it's really a shame. It's really sad how our voices can be used as on a terminology of cattle. Because, see, I had to figure some things out. Yeah, I had to figure some things out. And I had to understand a couple of different things in regards to media. Specifically, larger media platforms, Facebook, CBS, New York Times, all these Wall Street Journal, all of these different things. Take a look around and you'll see that during a heightened time of a message that's being pushed, that's when you'll start to see different inserts about black people. Or you're going to see a highly concentrated scenario being pushed on you. Say, for instance, the R. Kelly case. It was highly, it seems like every single day there was something about R. Kelly. And as a result of that, our opinions and our rates went through the roof. Donald Trump. President Obama, Bill Cosby. I mean, it seems though these things were going for years. Right? These are just examples, but just check it out and think back and say, you know what, man? Damn. You were right. The Black Lives Matter movement, how they marketed the Black Lives Matter movement. And they marketed it to black people specifically, right? And of course, it was a marketer's dream because this was during the time of what? Police brutality. Our emotions were through the roof, and no one, I'm not saying no one besides me, but no one was critical about the movement. No one was thinking, okay, so where did this come from? No one thought that this was, that we were being socially engineered as a people, as a community. It's the biggest slap in the face. No one is thinking at this point in time that all of these media outlets and all of the dollars that they have, that they are being aggressive mentally toward our community. And we don't even know it. But hold on. Not so fast, my friend. Not so fast. But I would like to say very good job. Because before, what I'm doing is I'm removing the veil. Because before, we couldn't understand it. I figured it out. And I'm going to make a perfect example today. I have been talking about Brittany Griner. And I thought about a couple of different things here. As I did yesterday, because I was thinking about, okay, so this is a false sense of power entitlement or a false sense of entitlement. That we have power as a people. And now when it's time to what? Voice our power on our own, the sense of urgency is simply not there. It's simply not there for whatever reason. I'm like, damn, why aren't we doing this as a community? You want to know why? Because the media dollars is not being put behind Brittany Griner. The media is spinning in a different way. And as a result of that, our community is responding a different way. To the point to where last night, I did a simple experiment. Oh yeah, I did an experiment. On social media, on my Facebook page, I put hashtag free Brittany Griner. Do you guys understand how many times that hashtag has been shared? 26,000 times. Not from my post, but since she's been in jail. Now, you would think that basically since Brittany Griner is a woman, she's a female athlete, she's also openly married to another woman, which means that she's lesbian. She's also a Democrat. She's also with the Black Lives Matter movement. She's also speaks upon these different things such as equality. You would think that in one of those situations, that one of those organizations would get behind her. That's why I'm saying this shit is all fake. It's all fake to us. And you want to know why? Because there is not an there's not a positive outcome for any of those groups. For the LGBT community, for the women's rights, you would think that they would be going crazy right now. So then, I'm also in the minds of other Black people. And this is how bad that it's gotten. Because see, this is the bad part about going against your own community. This is the bad part about steering away. This is the bad part about doing something that, you know, that's supposed to make you intellectually strong and different and so smart and so talented, to where now when your ass really get in trouble, and we, because we're so media trained, that we can't even take initiative for another black woman. Aha. So now it's down to our community to convince a foreign nation to let a black woman go. And these unmotivated, mentally lazy, unintelligent black people are saying, well, you know, she got caught with some weed. She knew what she was doing. Don't be stupid. We all know she knew what she was doing. Idiot. But do you think she deserved 9 years for less than a quarter of a cup of marijuana? Idiot. Hell no, she don't deserve that. Well, you know, she traveled anyway. You know what? No one wants to hear all of that, man. Oh, yeah. So now all of these feminist views, right? And all of these women's rights and all of this other bullshit that she was talking. You know what? Shit has gotten definitely real. Her eyes are bucked and shit. She's scared out of her mind. And y'all want this woman to sit in a damn Russian jail. See, this is when nobody is questioning her sexuality now. Oh, yeah, ain't nobody questioning her strength now. We know that she's in a compromising situation. She ain't over there talking about she's a motherfucking man now. Ain't nobody from the transgender community and all of this other shit, all of this other shit they trying to swirl around and put in people's head. No. Baby, you in the big house for 9 damn years. Deal with it. See, all of this dumb shit gets thrown out the window. But see, here's where the real question comes in at. God damn it, why are we letting this shit even penetrate our community? And the reason why is right now that we're such in a downtrodden position as far as leadership is concerned, that our community can be used as a marketing campaign. They tell us what to do, and we respond on social media. We don't even know it. They tell us what's important. You want to know why? Because, see, they understand marketing. They understand our thinking patterns. They understand our thinking patterns, and they understand what's within us more than we actually do. I had some other people saying, well, man, you know, she did go over there with the weed. I said, okay, she did. What you saying, Jerome? I mean, damn. You know, like, what you want me to do? I said, man, you can't even share a hashtag, bro. Free Brittany Griner? No. And you're not going to shame me into doing it either. I said, well, okay, so check this out, my guy. I said, do you know how many black men and women are in the United States that got unfair treatment for marijuana? Well, that's different. No, the fuck it ain't. Stupid. This woman needs our support regardless of who she is. And this is the importance of what I'm trying to tell everybody. Be black first, man. Be black first. Be black first. We got a double whammy situation going on here. First of all, we're black and we're in the United States. And now when Brittany Griner's in Russia, she's black and she's an American. This woman needs our support because we cannot depend upon the United States government to support her right now. They have abandoned her. You would think that our vice president, who stated that she was black, Kamala Harris, who stated, yes, she smoked weed with Tupac, that she wore Timberlands in college. And when she, you know, she was an AKA and all of this other dumb shit. But we know that she was locking niggas up left and right in California. We know this. See, this is when we need to stop the cap and open up our eyes and really see, you know what, these people are playing us off of the things that we like. And as a result of that, we will go to the end of the world over some dumb shit. Kamala Harris is doing little to nothing for this woman. And ain't nobody holding her accountable. Oh, or maybe we should look in the lift up every voice and sing scenario. Or maybe we should go back to where she had stated that, you know what, if you actually hit an actual Asian, right, that's a hate crime. As soon as she got in the office, she said that shit. But right now, we have one of our own, someone that looks like her, or shares the same descent, you don't hear shit from her. And guess what? You won't hear shit from her. Right? Or maybe we won't hear shit from her publicly because there's things going on. Maybe she's working tirelessly day and night to get this woman to come home or have her sentence reduced. Okay, you know what, you over there? You know what? Don't take that dumbass shit back over there again. See, this is the difference between us or me. Everybody was like, well, damn, man, you know what? You just gonna remove accountability? No, man, we ain't worried about all of that. Nine years is too long for her. It's too long. It's a foreign, we don't give a damn. Yeah, but it's still a foreign, we don't care. And on top of that, right? Out of all the fights, see, this is something else, and this has been proven on TikTok. It was proven on TikTok that they share more violent. Just look it up. This is just not me just talking this bullshit, y'all. It's proven on TikTok that they share more violent content to darker and brown people of their own ethnicity. And as a result of that, guess what? We share it also. These things go viral. Yeah, go viral. That's the new term. And I'm telling these people that are on Facebook, posting memories, just posting everything, really. Posting food. Hey, man, you know what? Do you guys think that you could just post, share a post and put free Brittany Griner? No. No. But you know what? But you could share something showing two people fighting. Or you could share something that we already know, examples of racism. Or you could share some shit talking about abortion's rights. You want to know why? Because this shit is being put into your face and your dumb ass don't know. Your mind is so slow that you just share. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Look at that. That's funny. Or, oh my God, that's wrong. You know what? No. So right now, when it's time for you to think about somebody in your own community, now you want to psychoanalyze the shit. Now you want to go to right or wrong and look at accountability and all of this other type shit. Just shut your dumb ass up. But hey, guess what? Voting is coming up. Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody, get out and vote. Hey, everybody, you know what? Don't worry about it. We're gonna stop voter restriction or voter registration. We're gonna stop that. We're gonna stop. Please stop the cap. Scenarios in Georgia where black people voter ID fraud and all this stuff. Now we get a large influx. Oh, that's wrong. And ex-cons are meant, are all of that. All of that. Trust me, guys. I'm saying this because guess what? I used to be one of those people. Oh, yeah. We need to take back the Senate and all of this. Stop the cap. Now it's a we thing. See that? Oh, yeah. And then this big old marketing campaign all of a sudden. Now you start to hear from all of these smart and intelligent black people and their faces are on C-SPAN and CNN and just everywhere, MSNBC and all of this other shit. Talking about how unfair it is and how we're still up under a racist regime. And you know what? The downtrodden situation of black boys and how black girls are missing every day and all of this type shit. It's an entire marketing plan. They have no respect for us. They don't give a fuck about our outcomes. And really and truly, they're showing you right now. It's not as though that they're not, that they don't have a swap set up. It's the media coverage to the world. It's the media coverage. See, I want to make something totally clear for all of you damn black people out there talking about, well, she knew what she was doing. Well, you know what, goddammit? Let me tell you something. Every single day in the United States, an immigrant crosses the border. They're breaking the law. They come here to do what? To start a better life. Knowingly, they are breaking the law. And guess what? These people will look at you and say, God damn it, I'm not going back. And when it's time for the police to come and pick them up, y'all motherfuckers will support them. Oh no, they have kids. They this, they that. They knowingly broke the law. But when it's time for you to support your sister, a black woman, who knowingly broke the law? You too lazy to put up a hashtag free Brittany Griner? Oh, well, she deserves everything she gets. It's a marketing campaign, y'all. Right? Because there was a very strong media presence. In regards to the Dreamers. Bullshit ain't about nothing. Didn't nobody say that these people knowingly broke the law and stood on that? We found every positive scenario that we could think about to validate these people breaking the law and coming to the United States illegally. I know some of y'all are probably going to get mad at me. Guess what? I don't care. Because guess what? This is the truth. I just want people to be honest. There were a lot of people saying, you know what? Pray for Ukraine. Doing all of this. Raising money. In reality, we don't know what the hell Ukraine did to Russia. Let's start there. But blindly, guess what our community, guess what some people in our community did? Oh, pray for Ukraine. Russia's evil. This guy is a terrorist. And this is not something I'm saying. This is being proven. This is being shown all over the world. So are you all really comfortable with one of our most famous and prized possessions in women's basketball sport history? Oh, yeah. She has been that within the last 8-9 years. Are you all comfortable allowing her to be in the same state that you were saying, you know what, this guy's evil, these people are crazy? You can't even share a hashtag? What's wrong with y'all? See, it's the inconsistent idea for me. Ain't that what they say? Yeah, it's the nonsense for me. You know what I'm saying? So the next question is, what is it that we're going to not, you know what? I talk a lot of group economics here. I talk about the opportunities that we have as people. And this is one of the times that I am very, very disappointed. We know we don't have the power. Well, I'm not going to even say that. We know that we're dealing with an uphill battle. But guess what? If our voices are so strong all the way around the world, and we can influence so many people, because, you know, we are the culture, right? That's what they say. Then why can't we use it now? If we are the culture, if we're pushing, well, hell, we already know who's the number one billionaire. Louis Vuitton, Hennessy, and Moet. That's our power. Some of the most backward shit in the world. These are the people who we support. Damn, you would think that at least somebody from Louis Vuitton would say, hey, you know what? This is one of our people right here. I'm quite sure Brittany Griner has a Louis Vuitton belt. You don't think that these people could say free Brittany Griner? Jay-Z could say free Brittany Griner? LeBron James could consistently post free Brittany Griner? Lamar Jackson, everybody could say free Brittany Griner. But instead of that, you know what a lot of black people are saying? Deshaun Watson, he didn't get enough punishment. Take some more money from his ass. Oh, yeah. We going there today, y'all. As usual. See, do you see the reverse form of even though this man had committed a crime? See, this is the marketing that's unstoppable. They coming with it. They got millions and millions of dollars. Advertising and marketing dollars. And they use it as a weapon. And if this weapon isn't being, if our community isn't being showered by these likes and all of these destructive articles that's over our head and our mind isn't being stimulized, then mentally we're dead. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let them stop flooding these scenarios over our mind. What would we think about? What would our mindset be? See, because at one point in time, see, this is how we know that this shit is real. Out of all the things that we've seen with gun violence, guess what? You don't hear about that shit anymore. Think for your fucking self. They know how powerful this thing is. But they have to spend money. They have to spend money and bring it over to us. And then we upload it. Our community uploads it. They have to spend money to get the message to us. To bring over a sense of urgency, because they know if they came and talked to us on their own and just say, hey, you know what, would you guys mind promoting black on black crime today? We need this to hit our numbers. Or, you know, would you guys mind, you know, just promoting misinformation on Facebook? Yeah, Instagram is doing okay, but Facebook, we need for you guys to constantly promote misinformation. They know we wouldn't do it. Or yeah, you know what? We couldn't dig up a lot on Deshaun Watson, but we do have an actual interview. We did pull some information from somewhere, from a quote unquote anonymous source. We never know who the anonymous source is, right? And we're just hoping if you guys would mind to, you know, I would just say do almost 14 million shares today. Would you mind that, please? Like, motherfucker, who you think I am? Fuck no, do that shit yourself. So what they have to do is they have to come and they have to socially engineer it. Right? Meaning to post different things in different areas. Okay, so we're gonna post this in the New York Times, we're gonna post this in the LA Times, Chicago Tribune, just everywhere. All right. This is gonna be on the news, on different news outlets. We're gonna make short videos on it, and it's gonna be centered in these certain areas, though. We're gonna make sure that down their timeline that they see it, that black people see it. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, somebody probably done uploaded a TikTok video and everything. Put some music to it, and they up in that thing cooking and, you know, making memes and all this other type shit. And then before you know it, oh, wow, look at that. Who would think before 12 o'clock, 60 million people have seen this? How do they do it, guys? Don't worry, it just works. It works every single time. And we don't know that every single time that we're being manipulated. That's how it works. See, when we talk about women's rights, you'll see that there's going to be a bunch of black men, a bunch of black women, as well as men over there, talking about how unfair it is and all this type of shit. Hell yeah, they gonna set your ass right over there and talk about this fairness shit. And you talk until you start talking about shit, the amount of missing black girls and why they're not getting any media coverage. And then before you know it, well, you know what? It has really, really been great speaking with you all today. Thank you so much. But we're gonna have to go ahead and end this early. Yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah, there was just some type of disconnect or whatever today. It just wasn't there. You want to know why? Because guess what? The women's rights that they talking about don't got shit to do with women's rights with black people. It's totally different. And then the man is over there like, damn, I'm thinking I'm doing something great and something that's going to impact the future. And these people really don't want to hear from me anymore just because I mentioned another woman that just so happened to be black, that just so happened to be targeted in regards to violence. I thought that that was women's rights. Yeah, but they'll get your ass out here and say, well, oh, you know what? This is predatory to say that a woman can't. It's all types of dumb shit going on. And our community eats this shit up to the point to where now our women are starting to lead with this shit. But see, now we're removing the veil. We understand that if a black woman is in a foreign land, that goddammit, these people ain't gonna do nothing. All of these marketing dollars and advertising dollars that I was talking about, we got one thing on CNN, a couple different scenarios, but it is not publicized. When they were trying to bring Bill Cosby down, I tell you, for 1.5 years straight, every damn day we seen something about this man. Every single day. We heard about him from things that happened 40 some years ago. We heard it. I'm going to make another example. And this is the truth. The woman that set Emmett Till up, she's not on media like that. Yeah. Yeah. And you don't hear, you don't see it. Because see, that's the type of shit that they want you to be quiet about. This woman is 80-some years old. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We going there, y'all. I'm just keeping it real. We going there. A young man was killed and mutilated. Yeah. Hey, look, a lot of people don't want to talk about what that real abortion case was about. Hell yeah, but we mention abortion every day. So let me educate y'all. That woman lied and said she was gang raped by 5 black women. I mean, by 5 black men. Yeah. See, we don't want to peel. What I'm doing right now is I'm peeling the layers back so we can really get down to it and show how important it is to see that the things that they're marketing, when it's strong, then maybe we should go the other direction. Because see, we're not peeling back the layers. Because see, they understand that if we put something in somebody's face enough, then eventually they're going to believe it. So at this point in time, I think I'm going to go ahead and digress in regards to our community, the African American community. Is being used as a marketing campaign. And as a result of that, we're unable to make the best decisions about our community because we're being blinded by things that really don't matter, that's important to other people besides us. And the things that we do see, they're not uplifting. They're not wholesome. They're not culturally appropriate. Just look about how many gruesome crimes that are being publicized toward African Americans. Oh yeah, about how many gruesome crimes that are being publicized by African Americans. With these PPP loans. Oh yeah, they putting black people on blast everywhere. Right now, but see, we don't understand that that's been the narrative from the jump, right? Because that's what's been publicized to us, y'all. So immediately, automatically, it's gonna relieve accountability from other different nationalities if from the jump it was stated that black people were getting these loans. And you know what? We have to share accountability in that, because if we would have did the shit on the low, then it would have been a different scenario. These white people got out here and did that shit on the low. These Hispanic people got out here and did that shit on the low. These Asian people got out here and did that shit on the low. But I'm just saying, from the jump, it's been marketed as black people were the only people that was doing this. Even right now, it's being marketed as black people are the ones that are committing all the crimes within the United States. When we know that there are more white people in jail than black people. A lot of people don't think that that's real, but it's true. Because there's more black people in the United States than, I mean, there's more white people in the United States than white people. I mean, than black people. There's more white people in the United States than black people, right? So as a result of that, if it's not more, it's damn near the same. So to think right now, this thing that they're trying to push, and this is something else that you'll never see a lot of. These are the things that are being marketed to us, y'all. Subconsciously, we're taking this shit in. That whenever something bad and gruesome happens, it happens by a black person. But we never see, the only time we see the crime, right? We haven't heard from that dude that shot that parade up. See, that shit is shh, right? The people that just killed Ahmaud Arbery, right? If they wouldn't have posted it and said they just got convicted, we wouldn't have known. See, they highlight what they want to highlight. And what I'm asking our community to do right now is let's take back our minds. I believe that right now, if 9 million people got on Twitter, 9 million black people got on Twitter right now and said, free Brittany Griner. Not even 9 million. Let's just say 100,000. How about 50,000? All at the same time and said, free Brittany Griner. The next day, another 1,000 people go live. Bring Brittany Griner home. Out of those 1,000 people, they might average, let's just say, 50 views each. That's 50,000 more people. Out of those 50,000 people, 3,000 of those people share. Out of those 3,000 shares, those people have 1,000 friends. So now that equals 300,000. See, I understand how real and how important this shit really is. And before you know it, and it's not to say that, you know what, that's what's going to convince them. But what I'm going to say is that the word will get around. And before you know it, you have everybody within the United States, Brazil, Cuba, Argentina, Africa. Yes, about 5 a.m. Speaking on the topic, and it comes from organic media. Hopefully you all heard me today and understood the point that I'm making and the direction that I'm going. Our community is actually more than a marketing plan. We have some great, smart, tactical leaders with full of potential and everything. But we will not be mind controlled. We can't be mind controlled over multi-billion dollar media machines. Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, and you all have a great day.